All right, that was Someday by The Strokes. What do you guys think?
It's so good.
I love this song too. I think it's such a classic. I really love Julian Casablancas' voice. I think his voice is so like boyish, but he also packs a lot of passion into it, which I think is perfect for garage rock.
Yeah. Yeah, I was listening to that song when I was walking home yesterday and it gave me a bit of like a pep in my step.
I know, it's so like summery. Like I think The Strokes are so good at writing like a catchy, light song, but like at the end of the day, it's still a very well-written song, as like simplistic as it can sound. Like as simplistic as like a lot of the bass lines and like riffs are, they're still so like perfect, you know?
I mean, that's like garage, right? It's just simplistic.
I think that's why garage rock was so popular at the time, was because it was just so fun and like upbeat. It just made people want to dance.
Yeah, it's very easily consumable music, as well as if you're getting into music, it's very easy to learn a garage rock song, so it can inspire young people to continue.
Yeah. So to give a brief background, garage rock was first born in the 60s, where bands like the Kinks and the Troggs were popular. Through the following decades, the popularity of garage rock waned, though it lived on as more of an underground genre. Garage rock songs are known for their raw and simple, yet catchy and energetic riffs, making them easy for beginners with minimal training or musical equipment to learn and record, and as the name suggests, sometimes in their garages. It wasn't until 2001 when garage rock really exploded into popular media. That year, The Strokes released their album Is This It, featuring songs like Last Night and Someday, which we just played. The White Stripes also gained increased popularity around that time with their song Fell in Love with a Girl. The Hives and the Jets were also very popular garage rock bands at that time. The media and critics were fans of these garage rock revival bands, putting them on magazine covers and painting an idea that these bands were the revival of rock. Here are some songs from garage rock bands at the start of the revival.
Thank you. drink and tell you what he loves the most. We'll be right back.
the shots, for the notes and the nods, because I wanna
All right, so now we're going to take a moment to chat a little bit about some of the main bands that encapsulated the whole garage rock resurgence of the early 2000s. So one of the most primary bands to think of, the first song that you heard on today's episode, was by The Strokes. So The Strokes are a band from New York City. They were formed by Julian Casablancas, Nick Valenci, Fabrizio Moretti, and later Nikolai Fraicher and Albert Hammond, who all knew each other from their various schools growing up. Casablancas, the lead singer, was heavily influenced by The Doors in his youth, which was one of the classic garage bands from the 60s. And eventually, in 2001, they released their album Is This It, which became one of the most influential indie rock albums of the 2000s and has developed a lot of the indie rock sounds that we hear today. I personally love The Strokes. They were one of the first bands I kind of fell in love with as I was developing my own music taste. I actually found them through Julian Casablancas' cover of the SNL song I Wish It Was Christmas Today, which was from the SNL Christmas special in the 90s written by Jimmy Fallon. And I loved the song as a kid, and my dad played me the Julian Casablancas cover of the song Christmas Treat, which I would highly recommend. And I just love the sound of The Strokes. I think, as we mentioned earlier, as a young person, The Strokes is a very accessible sound and kind of opened up the doors to alternative music for me. What do you guys think of The Strokes?
Yeah, I also have a similar story with The Strokes. They were also kind of my gateway to like alternative music as a whole. I was obsessed with The Strokes in like ninth grade. It was like the only thing I listened to for months. And then I saw them live before the lockdown, which is sick.
All right. So another really prominent garage rock revival band was the Arctic Monkeys, a UK band. I don't have quite as much of a connection to the Arctic Monkeys. I think I found them more in their kind of like Tumblr era during AM, which doesn't have quite as much of a garage rock vibe, but you can still get a little taste of it in some of the songs. But I think they're still a pretty good band. Their front runner is Alex Turner, who aesthetically is quite similar in terms of looks as Julian Casablancas. They both kind of curate this Americana laid back 70s rock star look, which is absolutely a throwback to earlier garage rock bands. And I think it's very prevalent in the sound of garage rock songs. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I actually know that. I think The Strokes were like a big inspiration for Alex Turner.
Yeah. Yeah, they definitely, you can hear a lot more of the UK influence in the Arctic Monkeys. I mean, Alex Turner himself has like an incredibly British voice.
Yeah.
Like, he sounds like a caricature of a British rock star almost, which I think, though, is a piece of garage rock, is, like, almost satirizing rock music of earlier days. But, yeah, I think their earlier albums were really solid. I really love the song Fluorescent Adolescent. I think it's, like, a super catchy song, like a lot of American garage rock songs. The song 505 from their second album is also very popular, but kind of imposes more on the dramatic side.
Yeah, one of my favorite songs that are a bit more unpopular are When the Sun Goes Down. I remember when I got into Arctic Monkeys, I loved that song and all the songs from that album.
Yeah, no. I've heard their more recent music. I haven't listened to a lot of it. It's not quite as much on the garage rock side, but I think they're definitely a lot more.
Hello, listeners. Sorry to interrupt. I just realized this is the wrong episode of Sonic Spill, and since I caught it relatively early, I'm going to play the correct episode of Sonic Spill. If you want to go back and listen to that episode, though, it is available on our website, citr.ca. But without further ado, here's the correct episode for today. Please keep listening. It's going to be a good one, as always. More distortion within them. I mean, the song Seven Nation Army is obviously...
Welcome to Sonic Spill on CITR's 101.9 FM. We broadcast to you from the unceded territories of the Musqueam people on the UBC campus. Today's episode is going to be kind of about electronic music of the indie sleaze revival. So I think first we're going to talk about Crystal Castles because that was kind of like the predecessor to everything, and then talk about some of the artists that were inspired by them. We don't really have a well-defined like name for this genre, or it's not really a genre, it's more of a vibe. So
yeah,
that's
you'll know it when you see it kind
of
thing.
Exactly. So basically that means you have to keep listening to find out what we're even talking about. So let's get into it.
So that was Untrust Us by Crystal Castles. So Crystal Castles was a highly influential Canadian electronic music band that formed around the early 2000s in Toronto, Ontario. The band had Alice Glass on vocals and Ethan Kath producing and songwriting. They released their EP, Alice Practice, in 2006, and this is when they really started to gain an audience.
500 copies of the EP was sold out in 3 days, and a performance of the song Alice Practice was featured on a popular UK TV show called Skins. I feel like Crystal Castles really fits the vibe of the Skins show. In the years following, the band released their albums Crystal Castles and Crystal Castles 2, both which were very well received. In 2010, Crystal Castles released a single called Not in Love that actually features Robert Smith from The Cure on vocals. Alice Glass left the band in 2014, and it seemed as if Crystal Castles came to an end. However, Edith Francis took on vocals, and they continued to release music. Around 2017, Alice Glass released a statement that she actually left the band due to abuse from Kath, and she won a court case against him. Alice Glass went on to release her own music after the band, and if you're into more pop electronic, you should definitely check her stuff out. Now Crystal Castles is no longer active, but their presence and influence still lingers in the electronic music scene. For example, some of the artists or songs we're going to play later really show this lingering influence. You've also probably heard their songs playing in the background of creepy story videos on Instagram. I feel like every time I go on Instagram, yeah. I hear like a Crystal Castles song in a true crime story.
It's always like really slowed down and like simplified.
So now we're going to play Magic Spells and Celestica, both by Crystal Castles, followed by a Zola Jesus remix of Stillbirth by Alice Glass. Thank you.
We are UBC Electronica, and we love electronic music sessions.
Run for them life when I step into the jungle.
We offer DJ workshops, open decks, pop-up parties, and more. Follow our socials such as Instagram, Discord, or join us through email, ubcelectronica@gmail.com.
Are you interested in radio? Do you want to start your own show but you don't know where to get started? Make your radio dreams come true by joining a collective. From the news collective, the arts collective, the music collective, the sports collective, the accessibility collective, the indigenous collective, and the intersectionality collective, there's something for everyone. And we provide free technical training to get started. Explore these worlds virtually and in person, and be prepared to make fun friends. For more information, visit citr.ca/get involved.
Welcome back, everyone. Now we're going to get into some more recent artists that kind of are more associated with the Indie Sleaze revival. So the first one, and I think the biggest one, is Snow Strippers. They are frequently compared to Crystal Castles. They're kind of like, their vibe is pretty much kind of like the vibe that Crystal Castles was during their prime, but the sound is a little bit different. So I've heard Snow Strippers described as Crystal Castles for hot people. They are a duo made up of Tatiana Schweninger and Graham Perez. So they met in Florida on Tinder in 2018, and then they moved to Detroit together, and now they're based in New York. But nobody actually knows if they're dating or not, but we do know that they make great music together. So they started making music in 2021, and Tatiana does the vocals, but she had never made music before this, and Graham was already a record producer before, so he produces all the music. So there's a lot of different genres associated with their music. I don't think they have like a clearly defined genre that they fit into, just because I think with electronic music, there's so much creative freedom that it's hard to like, there's a lot of artists where it's just hard to define a like specific sound for their music, but they've been described as EDM, electropop, new rave, witch house, electroclash, and techno. Their sound is very icy and hypnotic, and there's just a lot going on. It's very chaotic, and I feel like whenever I listen to it, it kind of like leaves no room to think. One common critique is that all their music sounds the same, which is very true, I think. But also, I kind of like it because, like, their sound is very specific, and it's something, like, they have so much music that all kind of sounds the same, so you just never run out of stuff to listen to. But yeah, me and Ruby met Snow Strippers.
Yeah, or we at saw their
them.
Show.
Yeah, we saw them at Fortune, and then we met Tati.
Yeah, she was very kind. Love
she
her.
Was. And then, like, the security guy thought that she was just, like, someone who went to the concert.
Yeah,
because she looked so normal. Like, she was, like, wearing a hoodie.
But I feel like that's very, like, telling of their style. Like, if you ever see any of their looks or their music videos, they have this sleazy, like, 2010s, like, American Apparel kind of vibe. It reminds me a lot of the Harmony Korine film Spring Breakers, which isn't really what you'd expect from an EDM duo, them wearing hoodies and jean shorts and Converse.
Yeah, they're always in like the most casual outfits ever.
But it also, I think, fits their vibe and their sound perfectly.
Yeah.
Like, you have to see it to believe it, but it's very fitting.
Yeah, I agree. But yeah, she was really nice, and she was smoking a cigarette and just hanging out.
Yeah.
And we got a really, like, we got a picture with her, and we all look really bad in it, and we all look really scary.
The flash went off weird, and we're all pale as ghosts.
We all look like ghosts, and it just looks like a picture with, like, friends, because she just looks so, like, casual. But, yeah, she was really nice. Another artist is Bass Victim. So if Snow Strippers is Crystal Castles for hot people, then Bass Victim is Snow Strippers for even hotter people. So they are another music duo, Maria Menau and Ike Clateman. So they met in Berlin in 2022, and apparently they really didn't like each other when they first met, but then they met again outside of a party in London, and then they were like, let's make music together, actually. So they started making music. They are like kind of similar in a way to Snow Strippers, just based off of their like sleazy, kind of trashy, in a good way sort of vibe, but their sound is a little bit different. Like, they describe their own music as being bass punk, which is a genre they invented just for their own music. And, but their sound is, it's still electronic, kind of like electro clash, like dance music, but it's a little bit edgier. It has more grit, I think, just because of Maria's voice. And also they kind of incorporate like some trap elements into it. So let's listen to some songs by these artists. First, we'll play Bang Bang Mess and Kinda Like It That Way, both by Snow Strippers, followed by Flop and Forever Salty by Bass Victim.
We'll be right back. cat butter on the ground. We be playing you real hard. You bitch are trippin' like Sarcasso on the beach. You a bitch.
If the news are getting you down or you're tired of scrolling on your phone, Massey Books is the one-stop shop for you. A 100% Indigenous-owned business that is committed to giving back to local charities, community initiatives, and organizations, Massey Books has a vast selection of rare and unique books, as well as a diverse range of books that are from underrepresented authors. You can shop online at masseybooks.com or visit their store on 229 East Georgia Street in Chinatown. They are open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Wednesday to Saturday and 12 to 5 from Sunday to Tuesday. Their friendly staff would love to give you a hand to find your new favorite read.
It's Nardwuar, a human serviette, and you're listening to Unseated Airwaves on CITR 101.9 FM.
We have been called the Indians.
Justified in opening fire that day. Amy Allen has more.
The virus took on many shapes. The bear, the elk, the antelope.
Hosted by the Indigenous Collective of CITR 101.9 FM, Unseated Airwaves unveils the hidden pages of Indigenous history and contemporary existence. We are back and looking for passionate folks to contribute to the process of putting together our weekly radio show. Our community centers Indigenous joy, excellence, and current issues. Friends and allies are welcome. No experience is necessary. Come learn with us. Our Instagram is Unseated Airwaves, and that's the best way to keep up with us. If you're interested in getting involved or you have any questions, email me, indigenouscollective@citr.ca.
All right, we are back. So now we're going to talk a little bit about some more artists in the scene right now who are making music, who are a little bit smaller than Snow Strippers, but I feel like after Snow Strippers kind of blew up, we saw a lot more of these guys popping up. A really important producer, I think, right now in the space is Susie Shear. We actually saw him open for Snow Strippers. He's really good. He's probably one of my favorite artists right now. But he makes pretty similar-ish music to Snow Strippers. I put it